The Cemetery by the Sea, a rendering of Paul Valéry's Le Cimetière Marin. This quiet roof, white-flecked with doves, gleams through the pines beyond the graves. The sea, its ever-reborn waves, composed in peace by noon's impartial fire. Here is reward for thought, to pause and look at where the gods have passed beyond desire. See how the sun's quick-weaving artifice consumes the diamond foam, a scene as though conceived by peace itself. And when the sun rests on the western steep, pure images from the eternal fount, then time in flow receives their radiance, dream and truth are one. Minerva's temple, calm and reticent, enduring treasure, here the sea's proud gaze, sleepy beneath its fiery surface haze, speaks to my silence. Born within the soul, this temple rises, but its eaves are gold, its thousand tiles a thousand lustres hold. Temple of time, whose tribute is a sigh, climbing to this pure spot, I come to know how well its sea horizon stretched below. And like my final offering to the gods, the careless, serene brilliance seems to sow over the height its sovereign disdain. As the sweet fruit in tasting melts away, its very absence turning to delight within the mouth, so here I breathe the day when I like fume of smoke shall be no more, while to the consumed soul the vibrant sky sings of the murmuring wave along the shore. Fair sky and faithful, see the change in me after these years of pride and idleness and yet of power. To this bright wilderness I give myself. The houses of the dead are shaded by my moving shadow, and I learn acceptance of its fleeting tread. My soul laid open to the solstice fire, light's admirable justice I embrace, her pitiless weapons. To your primal place, see, I restore you. But, this tribute paid, light given back her purity must leave a second half of melancholy shade. Oh, for myself, within myself alone, where near the heart a poem has its ground, between the nothing and the pure event, I wait to hear my hidden greatness sound. But in the soul this cavernous bitter well has only empty echoes to foretell. Pretended prisoner in this leafy maze, consuming the frail foliage with your fire, dazzling your secrets on my shuttered gaze, what body drags me to this idle end, or brow attracts me to this place of bones? A spark engendering thought of absent ones. Sacred precinct, bathed in immaterial fire, the earth to light makes offering in return. Here I find pleasure where the torches burn, gold and stone and sombre cypress tree, marbles trembling under veils of shade, and sleeping by my tombs, the faithful sea. And you, resplendent watchdog, keep, oh keep the idolater from my solitude. With shepherd's smile I graze my peaceful sheep, these tombs, mysterious flock. Away from me, oh keep the prudent doves, the visiting gleam of curious angels, and the useless dream. Once here, the future turns to idleness. The dry heat scored with grating insect whir, all is dissolved in burning air and changed into I know not what strange elixir. Life stretches vastly, drunk with emptiness, the mind is clear, and sweet is bitterness. Well off the dead, warm now in earthy dress, the earth which parches up their mystery, high noon above, noon standing motionless, conceives itself, content with its own range, crowned with perfection, head and diadem. I am the ferment of your secret change. Through me alone your fears are held in bond, my doubts, repentances, compulsions are the only flaw in your great diamond. But in the marble heavy night, among the tree roots, a vague populace has turned towards you slowly, out of sight. They have dissolved into a thick absence. Red clay has drunk the whiteness of the creature. The gift of life has gone into the grasses. Where is each personal art and private feature? The souls who spoke with the old familiar phrases, where tears would tremble, now the fine worm passes. The high, sharp cries of tickled girls, eyes under moist lids, the teeth like pearls, the charming breast where danger lingers, the blood that glistens when the lips give way, the final gifts and the defensive fingers, it all goes back to earth, back into play. And you, grand soul, what is it that you crave? A dream devoid of those false flattering hues conjured by mortal eyes from golden wave? Will you still sing when by the air possessed? Come, nothing endures. A ghost is all I am. Holy impatience dies with all the rest. Meagre this gilded immortality, terribly laureled, feigning to give rest, making of death a mother's gentle breast, a lovely lie, the piety wearing thin. Who does not know and who does not refuse this empty skull and that eternal grin? Fathers profound, your heads untenanted under so many shovel loads your bed, yet in the earth you echo where we tread. The urgent worm that plies around the bone is not for you, asleep beneath the stone. It lives on life, on mine instead. Love is it, perhaps, or hatred of myself? His secret tooth gnaws in so close to me that any name would do. No matter, he sees and desires, he touches and he dreams. My flesh is sweet to him. And even in bed my life exists for his life to be fed. Zeno of Elea, in your cruelty, with your winged arrow have you pierced me? It hums and flies, and yet it never moves. The sound creates me, from the shaft I die. Ah, sun, a tortoise shadow for the soul, striding Achilles, motionless on high. No, no, stand up, into the coming age, awake my body, break this cast of thought, my breast, drink up the wind's returning power, a sudden freshness, breathing from the sea, restores my soul, O saline potency, run to the waves, and spring from them reborn, great sea tumultuous, your panther's skin and flowing mantle woven through and through with 100,000 facets of the sun, Hydra in love with your own body's blue, biting your sparkling tail in clamour, yet your clamour and your silence are as one. The wind is rising. We must dare to live. The vast air turns the pages of my book. Against the rock the wave runs and is stripped, flung free in foam. Sun-blinded pages scatter, break waves, and with delighted water shatter this quiet roof where once the dove sails dip.